John, the Turkish president says Ankara will put an embargo on all U.S.-made electronic products, retaliation for Washington's recent punitive measures.
We will produce every product we are importing from abroad with foreign currency here, and we will be the ones exporting these products. We will impose a boycott on U.S. electronic products. If they have iPhones, there is Samsung on the other side.
Erdogan says Turkey is taking necessary measures regarding the economy, but it is important to keep a firm political stance. The lira has lost more than 40% this year and has crashed to an all-time low of 7.24 to the dollar early on Monday. It was hit by worries about Erdogan's calls for lower interest rates and worsening ties with the United States. Let's get an analysis on this from Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today, who joins us from Ohio. What is going on here? I mean, you're looking at the contagion on top of everything in terms of Europe being a market that's going to suffer also because of what has happened. And, of course, politics is having an effect on the way the U.S. is steering this. What is the U.S. after when it comes to Turkey in this scenario?
Well, it's becoming increasingly obvious that the U.S. plans to eliminate Erdogan. His suspicions that the U.S. was behind the 2016 coup attempt has gained a lot of ground. If there was any doubt, there can't be doubt anymore. The crash of the lira involves more than simply minor machinations. There's been backroom trading, shorting the lira on specific controlled world markets. Blaming the United States specifically, Turkey has enemies within the banking community. Turkey's been vulnerable because it operates on a domestically financed central bank that's far from robust. For a powerful economy, Turkey has, they don't bother collecting taxes. There's a fair amount of, they share this problem with Pakistan. This is something that Imran Khan has been swearing to fix. Start collecting taxes, clean out corruption. Corruption's been a big issue. And Erdogan's very vulnerable there. Now, with that vulnerability, his foreign policy and issues, buying the S-400 from Russia, while still asking for the F-35 from the United States, his aggressive moves against the Kurdish separatists within his country and Syria, his military incursion in Syria, and most recently, and what isn't really being seen at all, is that the U.S. made a covert military decision to begin arming Idlib province, all forces there, including the smaller ISIS and very large al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, al-Shabaab organization. They're to be fully backed by the United States. Turkey's begun to stand in the way of that under pressure from Russia and Iran. And Erdogan is vulnerable to removal. Then there's the issue of there being a larger program within the United States being led by presidential advisor Bolton to go after not just Iran, but Iran and Pakistan and Turkey. To that extent, the leader of Abadi of Iraq is in Istanbul today. He's typically been a bit of an American puppet, but he's trying to forge stronger trade relations. The problem is that Erdogan may well not survive this financial crisis in streets in Istanbul, and I was on much of the day with representatives there. Anti-American feelings are extremely high, but if you want to destroy someone, destroy the currency, destroy the economy, and the U.S. is doing a superb job of doing that. And Erdogan has burned an awful lot of bridges. And he may have learned his lesson. But without him, Turkey is going to be going to lose its independence. And I'm not sure he's going to be able to be saved.
Thank you very much for that. Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today.